Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Praise God. Praise God. Now, just one thing I do want to mention is, you know, we've had healing school now for 16 or 17 years every Thursday. And the Lord's led us since COVID and what have you to do it live stream. So I'm doing it from my office at home. And it's live stream. You can catch us, go on our webpage, YouTube, Facebook. And we live stream it from 9 to 10 every Thursday. If you need healing, you want to learn about healing, you know someone who needs to be healed, join us on there. And they've got the comments page next to it. And people are commenting. The names are coming up. They're asking questions. And the last 10 minutes of each episode, of each one we do, I'm taking the last 10 minutes to field questions. And you can type up your questions, and I'll get to answering them to the best of my ability. And if I can't answer them, I'll ask God, and He'll answer them for you. Is that good? Take your Bible, shake it all about, and let's make a faith statement. You ready? Let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. It's so wonderful to be with family and friends and loved ones. And I'm so grateful. You know, God brought me from South Africa. And I had to leave my whole family there. I wasn't married, but my brothers and sisters and uncles and aunts. And I came to a land, the free and the brave, a beautiful country. And God said, you know what? Anyone who leads family or country or situations like I did, He said, I'll bless you doubly, doubly now in this life and in the life to come. And He's blessed me more than doubly with all my family members now. All of you folks and all the people watching by way of the internet and all the people that have just joined us and helped us through the years, we just appreciate you all so much. You're wonderful. God loves you and He's got a plan for each and every one of your lives. Amen. I want to talk to you today about choosing to profit in all things. Choosing to profit in all things. There's the one thing that's needed. Now, we're going to look at this because, you know, I just spoke to my brother over here, Pastor Ron, and he's been out of action for a while. And he said, you know what? I have a testimony. I said, I want you to give it to us next week. He's going to give us a testimony. But he's a man of God, and he exercises faith. He's led I don't know how many thousands of people to the Lord. When he calls for the sons that he's led to the Lord, he doesn't have a house big enough, so he has to rent a place where you can go into and, you know, get them together. And he's a man of God. He trusts the word of God and he walks in faith. And yet he got smacked recently with an attack from the enemy. And you know what? I want you to know, everybody goes through it. Amen. Everybody goes through it. The infallible pastor you have. How many of you know I'm perfect? No. I've never made a mistake in my life. I thought I did once, but I was wrong. Amen. The infallible pastor, 2 months ago, it felt like I got hit with a 2x4 on the side of the head. Hadn't been sick in all those years, been preaching healing. And yet, I had to stand in so much faith and belief. And my faith started to waver. I'm not joking. My faith, when I was in the midst of the storm, I thought, oh my God, I'm going down. And I started to think and speak a little bit out of line. It comes to everybody. What you have to do is learn to take those thoughts captive. And it was a battle. Because the thought comes and you get it out and you think, okay, and it comes again. And you get it out and it's just, you've got to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of eternal life. 1 Timothy 6:12. He says, fight the good fight of faith. There is a fight to your victory. And if you don't have to overcome anything, well, then what's the point? You have got to overcome the attacks. And you fight the good fight of faith and you take hold of eternal life. And so God started to deal with me and teach me a few things, as I'm sure he did to my brother over here, Pastor Ron, who he said he spent a lot of time with God. So did I. But I'm telling you this so that you don't feel my faith. I don't want to show you that I'm not feeling well. I don't want you to think I don't have faith. Listen, we've all got faith. Everyone sitting in this room right now, you've heard the word of God. I don't know how many times you've been in services with us and online and listening to ministries. And the Bible says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We're all sitting with faith. Every one of us have faith. And God said, if you've got faith the size of a mustard seed, you can cast mountains and sickness and all kinds of crazy stuff into the sea. And so we've got faith. We've all got faith. Now we need to learn to operate with it and do what we've learned. Do what we've learned. You see, coming to church is like me. Let's just pretend I'm a professor in a university and I'm teaching the Word of God. And at the end of the year, you're all going to get an exam. We're going to test you. And your results that you get will tell if you pass or fail. Well, we don't do that in this church. We don't give you a test, a written test. Your test starts when you go out the doors. Your life you're living, there's a test. And you're going to be tested. And that's when you've got to go back to what God's taught you and the Word of God and take what you've learned with the faith that you've got and be a doer. And if you're a doer of what you've learned, you will walk in more victory than not. Amen. So, Pastor Ron, myself, other great men and women of God, I'm not saying we're great, but other great men and women of God, many of you wonderful people here that have got faith have been through trials and tribulations. So I don't want you to think, oh, I can't let people know. I'm letting you know. I was like rocked. I asked my wife. I was rocked. I thought, what is this? God, talk to me. And when I eventually closed my mouth, like Job, he spoke. And he said, you're not laying hold. You're asking instead of taking. And then he reminded me, believe. When you pray, believe you receive it. The word receive means take. Believe you've taken it. And so that's how this works. We all face certain situations in our lives. So you're no different. There's nothing new under the sun. So please don't ever be scared to come up and tell us, I've got an issue, I've got a situation. We all have. And we want to help you. And I'll tell you the one thing that I learned, Pastor Ron, in the midst of this, because I forgot what it's like to be sick and to have pain and to not know what was going to happen. I forgot because I was a kid when that happened to me last. What it taught me was to have empathy. More empathy for people rather than saying, just build up your faith. Listen to them, help them, hug them, love them, train them at their pace. Amen. So we can all grow in every area of life. Amen. So I just wanted you to know that. Now, how many of you have ever tried to do something in business or with your finances, or maybe you tried to lose weight? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Let me see your hands. Anyone tried to lose weight before? Come on, every hand should be up here, male and female. You know, New Year's resolutions. How many of you make New Year's resolutions every year? And 2 weeks later, you think, what happened to it? Right? And it turns out, you're trying to make money. You're trying to do something in business and finances. And it turns out, at the end of this whole thing, you've lost more money than you've made. And you've gained more weight than you used to have. At the end of the whole, any hands? Only one hand at a time, please. Of course, listen, we've all experienced these scenarios. Every one of us. We've made our mind up to do something, and we've failed miserably sometimes. But you know what? It's not failure. It's a process of learning. And if we can start to see there's a process to everything. Because remember this, with God, all things are possible. All things, right? That means that I might look like I've lost, but with God, I don't have to. I can still turn this thing around with God's help. Amen. And so it's like the cha-cha. How many of you know the cha-cha? One, two, cha-cha-cha. So it's two forward and three back. Anyone been there? You took two steps forward and you took three back. It's a process. We're all going to get through. Amen. And God can teach us when things seem to be totally wrong. I was thinking, what's going on? How can I, who teach healing school and who've been so full of faith for all these years and haven't been sick in the 30 years and all this, how can I be experiencing this? And God started to teach me. And I'm better for it now than when I went in. Like Job, remember? He was better off when he came out of what he went through. So it's a learning process. Now, I just want to make this very clear. God doesn't bring sickness to teach you. He doesn't bring bankruptcy to teach you. He doesn't get you divorced to teach you or kill your children to teach you. That's not God. He's the bringer of life. The enemy is the one who brings destruction. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? But God said, I come to give you life and life more abundantly. So when I'm in the midst of a trial that's been brought on through the curse or some mistakes I made, or the enemy himself attacking me full on, when that happens to me, I never think it's God. I know that God takes what's meant for destruction, if I stay with him and his word, and he'll turn it for my benefit. And not only my benefit, you see, it's not only for me. You've got to understand, God says, I will bless you. Why? In order that you can be a blessing. So God wants me doubly blessed in every area, so that I can bless other people. That's what, this is our God. So it doesn't just bless me and give me benefits and turn around for my benefit only, but for the people that I have influence with. And if we start seeing things that way, there's nothing that goes to waste. Nothing. And you think, oh God, why did this happen? Oh, this trial I went through. It's a process and a learning curve. See it that way, because remember, with God, there are no problems, only solutions. And if you can see that, this is not a problem. God's going to give me a solution on how better to be in the future. It'll help your life. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, did you know there's a way that you can profit and not fail? How many of you would like to profit and not fail? Okay, that's not bad, 10 of you. How many of you would like to profit and not fail? Let me see your hands now. Yeah, amen. Okay. How many of you believe that God can do anything? Let me see your hands. God can do anything. Show me your hands. You're at home as well, watching by the way of internet. If you're driving your car on radio, keep one hand on the wheel, but raise your hand, right? God can do anything? We all believe that, right? I mean, we do believe that. We all agree he can do anything. But wait. Just wait one second. There is something that God cannot do. Sorry, he what?
He cannot lie.
Say it louder.
He cannot lie.
Okay, so that's one thing God cannot do. He cannot lie. Anything else? Say again. Go against my will. Cannot sin. But for the exercise that we're doing right now, there is one thing that he cannot do. He cannot fail.
Hello. This is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support. And God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane's certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy-saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24